What if the greatest economic transformation since the Industrial Revolution is already underway, and most of us are completely unprepared for it? We're standing at a peculiar moment in history. Self-checkout machines are replacing cashiers, algorithms are writing news articles, and robots are performing surgeries. Yet we're still debating whether any of this really matters. The truth is, artificial intelligence isn't some distant sci-fi fantasy. It's reshaping our economy right now, and the changes ahead will touch every job, every paycheck, and every life. The question isn't whether AI will transform our world, it's whether that transformation will lift us up or leave us behind. For two millennia, human civilization stagnated. From 2000 BCE to 1800, global GDP flatlined. Then the Industrial Revolution erupted in Britain, transforming economic progress from miraculous to normal. By 1900, world output had tripled. By 2000, it multiplied 30-fold. Earlier innovations never produced measurable growth. Population increases devoured productivity gains, and societies lacked surplus capital for reinvestment. The Industrial Revolution finally broke the cycle, though not painlessly. The Engels pause squeezed workers' living standards while factories boomed. Luddites smashed job-threatening machines. Yet something remarkable persisted. New jobs kept emerging. Agriculture collapsed from 40% of U.S. employment to 2% today. Yet unemployment didn't skyrocket. Work shifted to services. After decades of progress, growth has slowed dramatically since 2008. Some call this the new normal. Others argue we're awaiting the next wave, possibly AI. History suggests we consistently underestimate technological change until it transforms our lives. Since Turing conceptualized artificial intelligence in 1950, we cycled through excitement and AI winters of disappointment. Predictions of human-level machine intelligence consistently arrive about 20 years in the future, a receding mirage. Processing power has exploded, data has become abundant, and machine learning has made genuine breakthroughs. Yet robots remain surprisingly incompetent at everyday tasks. Folding towels, tying shoelaces, assembling IKEA furniture, these simple human activities confound even sophisticated machines. This illustrates Moravec's paradox. What's hard for humans, like chess, proves easy for AI, while what's effortless for us, like common sense, remains extraordinarily difficult for machines. Forecasts paint alarming pictures. Some predict 24% global unemployment by 2050. Others estimate 700 million displaced workers by 2030. Yet countries with the highest robot density, like Japan and Germany, often have the lowest unemployment. Complete job elimination is rarer than headlines suggest. Fewer than 5% of jobs are entirely automatable, though about 60% could see significant portions automated. The real story isn't replacement, it's transformation. Robots function as capital investments that boost productivity. When productivity rises, output per person increases, potentially lifting wages. But the transition could be brutal. The nightmare scenario? Robots produce goods cheaply, but their owners capture all income. Workers can't afford what robots produce, and demand collapses. Between 1980 and 2014, the bottom 20% of Americans saw virtually no real income growth, while the top 1% doubled their national income share. AI could accelerate inequality, creating abundance where goods are plentiful but unaffordable for many. Counterforces include aging populations spending savings, massive AI investment opportunities, and policy interventions. If AI restores historical productivity levels, GDP per capita could double in a generation, if we distribute gains wisely. Like the Industrial Revolution, AI creates winners and losers unevenly. Digital markets already demonstrate winner-takes-all dynamics. Amazon controls 75% of ebooks, Facebook 77% of social media, Google 90% of search advertising. When digital goods scale massively, market leaders capture everything. AI's inequality impact isn't predetermined. It might undermine middle-class professional incomes while providing cheaper services for everyone. outcomes depend on robots' actual capabilities versus hype, their costs, human-AI complementarity, and, crucially, consumer preferences for human service. In 1931, economist John Maynard Keynes predicted we'd work just 15 hours weekly by now. Living standards rose as predicted, but the 15-hour work week never materialized. The competitive instinct keeps us hustling for status, while work provides comradeship, identity, and purpose. Unemployment ranks among life's greatest miseries, far beyond income loss. Yet working hours have halved since 1870 in industrialized countries. Surveys suggest 80% of people hate their jobs, and countries with shorter hours report higher happiness. Once you're comfortably middle class, additional income brings minimal happiness gains. This suggests a future where we voluntarily choose more leisure, shorter workdays, longer vacations, earlier retirement. Those struggling financially will want more work, but for the comfortable classes, the AI economy might finally deliver Keynes' vision of abundant leisure. The revolution sweeps unevenly. South Korea leads with 631 industrial robots per 10,000 manufacturing workers. Cultural attitudes matter. Asian countries embrace robots as helpful allies, while Western societies view them as threatening. Predicting jobs 30 years ahead is impossible. Who in 1900 foresaw mental health nurses outnumbering Royal Navy sailors? Yet patterns emerge. Driving jobs face obvious threats. 4.4 million trucking positions could vanish by 2030, though truly autonomous vehicles remain elusive due to safety and regulatory challenges. Ironically, manual jobs prove safer than expected. Robots lack dexterity, protecting plumbers, electricians, and builders. Professional jobs face greater disruption. BlackRock replaced fund managers with algorithms, property valuers yield to computer models, and routine legal work gets automated. Still, the World Economic Forum projects 12.4 million new U.S. jobs by 2026, many from AI itself. Healthcare shows enormous potential, with 2.29 million net gains. Most jobs won't disappear, but transform. Surgeons control robotic systems, enhancing their capabilities, while AI helps doctors process research no human could absorb. As AI creates wealth, people work fewer hours and spend more on experiences, concerts, travel, dining, entertainment. These human-intensive activities resist automation. Even when machines offer cheaper service, many pay extra for authentic human interaction in caregiving, teaching, and hospitality. The future of work isn't extinction, it's evolution. Should governments tax robots or guarantee universal basic income? Bill Gates suggests taxing robots that replace workers, but this misunderstands economics. Robots are capital investments that drive productivity, and taxing them would push investment overseas. Yet, complete laissez-faire won't work either. We need intervention to prevent cybercrime, establish liability frameworks, and protect privacy. When autonomous vehicles cause accidents, who's responsible? Universal basic income has gained support from tech entrepreneurs like Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk. Give everyone regular payments to eliminate economic anxiety. But challenges remain. It offends fairness, could increase social exclusion, joblessness correlates with problems beyond income loss, costs would be prohibitive, and would likely add complexity rather than simplifying welfare. Perhaps the better approach is improving what we already do, delivering public services more efficiently, especially education. History offers a clear lesson. Technological revolutions create extraordinary opportunity and profound disruption. The Industrial Revolution eventually lifted billions from poverty, but not before generations suffered brutal transitions. The AI economy doesn't have to be a dystopia of mass unemployment or an oligarchy of tech billionaires. It could be a world where machines handle drudgery while humans pursue purpose, where abundance creates space for leisure and learning. But that future won't arrive automatically. It requires deliberate choices about education, policy, and values, thinking not just about efficiency and profit, but about dignity, community, and what kind of world we want to inhabit.